Okay. You don't trust my honesty? Then what's the point of me being honest? If everything is going to be a question, and everything is going to be a conflict, and everything is going to be a drama, then why exactly am I hanging out here? Why am I coming by? What's the point of this friendship or relationship? Wait a minute, you bring me chaos and turmoil every time I see your fucking face? And then you ask me why I don't call. Really? Where the fuck, what part of the planet, of the universe, of the ecosystem, where the fuck do you live? Like, why isn't the obvious not obvious to you? Oh, that's what it is. That's what it is. Yep. Yep, that's what it is. The obvious isn't so obvious anymore. I wonder why. Why the fuck is it? I don't understand. I think it's the parents. You know how when you get an education, your parents teach you things? They let you know how things work. They teach you the principles. Nobody's being taught shit anymore, I guess. Basic common fucking sense. People don't get it anymore. They just can't figure things out. You know? You're just a fucking idiot. And I have to explain it to you. But it's obvious. But then now we can't use the word obvious to describe things that should be obvious. We're gonna have to completely change the English language somehow to fit the description of the current generation, the global generation. It's not even U.S. or South America or whatever, European. It's all a mess. It's all a fucking mess. Absolute chaos and disaster. From every angle. All over the world. Constantly. Constantly. And usually because of the same issue. It's always the same conflict. You get a group of people from one place. And they're chaotic. And they're in turmoil. Or just life is fucking miserable. And the situations are dire. There's no fucking, just hopelessness from every angle, right? You take a place like that, okay. And then you take a place that's a complete opposite. It's progressive. It's financially secure. It's got a great education. People are healthy. It's finally almost a perfect society. It's almost right on point. It's like almost exactly where it has to be considered perfect. You know, it's like that pie in the oven. It's like a few minutes from just perfection, right? And then what do? Instead of turning off the oven and putting the pie, you know, out of the oven. No, you take the pie and then you open a slit of it and then you take dog shit and you stuff the fucking pie with it. And then you turn up the heat to 1,000 degrees. Well, what the fuck do you expect to happen? Do you expect the fucking pie to taste fantastic? Is it going to be delicious? Is it going to be something that you want to fucking eat? No, of course not. You know right from the back, it's going to be a fucking shit pie. You don't have to. You're going to have people telling me, listen, it's a shit pie. It's not bad for you. It's actually tasty because it mixes in with the fucking fruit. And then it's actually beneficial because it's got good flora from dog shit. There's always going to be somebody who's going to convince you that dog shit pie is going to be great. But everybody fucking knows. Everybody knows it's going to be terrible. It's a terrible idea. But just so that you have to, you know, sort of like cater to everyone. I don't know why. And because you have to, you know, I guess white guilt. I don't know what the fuck it is. What the fuck it is. I don't understand why the fuck we can see something that we know is going to be terrible. But we do things according to emotion as opposed to thinking with our heads, we think with our hearts, which is the worst thing you could do. That's why women should not have any power of any kind whatsoever, because they think with their hearts rather than with their fucking heads. And so that's why a man has to be very critical and crucial. War is a fucking terrible thing. But, you know, overpopulation is even worse. So, you know, there's decisions that have to be made. The worst thing in the world is giving people the right to have children. Because any fucking dumb moron can have a fucking kid. Any piece of shit can procreate, can create another fucking life that is a reflection of them. So if you're a piece of shit and you have a kid, chances are it's going to be a piece of shit like you. Because it was brought under piece of shit circumstance. It's like, for instance, if you create a painting, yeah, you can create a beautiful painting made out of shit and vomit. Yeah, that's true. Because you're looking past the vomit and the shit. But still, when you look deep down at it, the hopes of when you have just a pile of shit and vomit to make this fucking portrait, you have to ask yourself, okay, this is not going to work. This is going to be tough. It's going to be tougher than normal. It's going to be 10 times the effort. As opposed to if you made it out with regular paint, the effort would be minimal because it's like, oh, I'm just going to have fun. You can bring something better to the world if it's made out of good paint as opposed to shit. You can make a piece of art with a piece of shit, but it's still not the same because the inspiration is very different. Oh, it's terrific. It's a piece of shit. No, it's not terrific. It's fucking, it's horrible. It's a piece of shit. It's waste. Okay, it's fertilizer. Use it for fertilizer, but don't use it on your canvas. I don't want that shit on my fucking brushes. It's hard enough to clean my brush. Man, you got a piece of shit in your brush? How much harder is that going to be? So the point is that you need to create a situation where you know the obvious is the choice that's always being made. Because it's for the benefit of all, not just for few. I would gladly, personally, shoot 1,000 children in the head if it meant saving the lives of a million innocent or good or productive or whatever the fuck you want to call it, whatever value system you have. If it saves a million people that have value, that are actually helping the world and they're taking care of their family and taking care of business and they're not criminals and pieces of shit. Now, if I'm going to kill 1,000 children to rescue a million pieces of shit, I'm not going to do that. I will personally kill a million people. I'll let them fucking sink into the ocean. But how the fuck am I going to validate who the fuck is worth and who's not? Because most people are pieces of shit. Most people are pieces of shit. And I think we all know this. And the reason why I think we all know that pieces of shit are the common place for humanity is the fact that we're all pieces of shit. We know we're a piece of shit. I'm a piece of shit. I know. I admit it. I'm trying. So, you know, listen, the conflict that comes from knowing that the things that I want to do are not allowed, and I'm supposed to live the rest of my life not being able to do the one thing that brings me the greatest deal of pleasure because a bunch of motherfuckers who don't have that same pleasure decided they're going to take my fucking pleasure away so that they can make them look better. Go fuck yourself with a fucking grenade. Get the fuck out of my face with that shit. You think that's right? Talk about fucked up. Because we're talking about life here. We're not talking about a job where you're there and you can just leave whenever the fuck you want, get another job that's better. Life is life. That's it. This is the only life you have. So, I mean, if you like fucking drugs, if you're in America, great. You're in luck. But in the Middle East, they don't even know what the fuck that is. The Middle East, they don't even know what the fuck anything is. You know? So, I mean, it's all up to the individual. It's all up to the individual. You know, let him find his vice. Even if it involves killing people and chopping them up, making them into fucking hamburgers or hot dogs. You know, give everyone their vice. You're thinking to yourself, oh, there's no way in the world. Why would the government facilitate somebody becoming a cannibal? Well, it's simple. Somebody kills somebody. You're going to give them the death penalty. Put him on a fucking grill. Let a fucking cannibal have his way with the fucking corpse. Whatever he wants to do with it. He wants to jag the corpse up the fucking ass. Whatever. Go ahead and enjoy. Let's create a system where everything is balanced. Where everybody has an opportunity. Alright? Cannibals get to eat fucking murderers and criminals. Give them to the cannibals. Oh, you killed a fucking 10-year-old child? You're a pedophile and you raped 10-year-old child? Oh, okay, well, then we're going to feed you to a cannibal. We're going to kill you and then you're going to become somebody's fucking Philly cheesesteak. That's how it should be. Balance. Oh, and by the way, yeah, I just said about pedophiles. Everything should be allowed. Even pedophiles should be allowed. Abso-fucking-lutely. Pedophiles should be allowed. All these people who want to fuck kids, it's super easy. The solution is super easy. You can actually kill two birds with one stone. You can take care of the pedophile population and at the same time find love and relationships for dwarves and midgets. So everything fucking balances itself out. Everybody's happy. Midgets have the chance of being happy, have being in a relationship. They have to act like they're fucking stupid all the time. Like if you're a fucking dwarf and you're a chemical engineer or a fucking scientist or a doctor, if you want to be married to a fucking pedophile, you got to keep your mouth shut. You got to be limited to like 6 words. All right? Just enjoy yourself. You know, you got to take it with what you got. I mean, you're a fucking dwarf. You don't have many options. Enjoy what the fuck you can. Okay? And you're going to have to dress like a fucking 5-year-old. Okay? For the rest of your life. You know? So, but it pays off because then you have a relationship. Somebody who you know is going to love you. You know, as long as you don't have any ingrown hairs, you'll be fine. I mean, this person will probably take care of you for the rest of your life. Just do not have children. Do not have children. I do not recommend that. That might not work out in your favor. Do not allow yourself to have children if you marry a pedophile. That's not a good idea. Having children with pedophiles, not a good idea. But you're a dwarf. So, you know, you take whatever you can, okay? You take whatever the fuck you can. But the point is that everybody has a balance. Everybody has a piece of the pie. Okay, who else is a fucking terrible human being that also has an option? Let me see. Killing people, obviously you have a chance. You have a choice. But if you're caught, you become somebody's fucking lunch. Pedophiles and midgets. Let me see. Who else is the worst people on the fucking... I can't think of anybody worse than people who kill people. And people rape children. I can't think of anybody. I don't know who's worse than that. OJ, maybe that's it. Let's just use OJ as an example. OJ, that's another category of human being. Boy, that OJ, what a fucking idiot. He's a lucky fucking dude. He's the luckiest fucking man on earth. If I ever meet him, I'm gonna ask him for the fucking numbers to the lottery. Cause I think he might have them. If he plays the lottery, there's a good chance he's gonna win. Cause he's a fucking lucky fucking dude. You'll talk about the stacks are fucking against you. The odds are way against you, man. That stack of chips is gone. It's lost. But he got out of it. I'm telling you, he got out of it. And then he fucked it up again. You fucking idiot. You fucking Momo. But, you know, listen. You live and you learn. You live and you fucking learn. You know, listen, man, life is complicated. I don't know the solutions or the answers to anything. I barely know how to fucking... I don't even know how to comb my fucking hair. I just found out about 5 years ago that I was combing my hair wrong. I'm a grown fucking man. I've been combing my hair since I was fucking 4. But somehow I was wrong. I was combing it wrong. You're supposed to comb it with the flow of the hair, the natural flow. Don't comb against the grain. You know, what the fuck? I mean, really? Now we find this shit? That shit should be a common reality to everyone. You should be taught that shit the first fucking 2 months you're born. You can barely fucking keep your fucking bladder in control. But you know, don't fucking comb hair against the grain. Don't do it.